Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello there. My name's Mudtoe, and this is The Uncommon Shaman, where I speak as Spirit has directed me to speak. And I hope there's someone out there, I hope the words reach someone out there that needs to hear them. Usually those words just sound a lot like me telling you what's going on in my life. Occasionally, little nuggets of wisdom seem to drop out. I'm really not trying for that. I'm not the kind of spiritual person who tries really hard to sound spiritual all the time. It's just me. It's just me, Mudtoe, telling you what's in my head for 30 minutes. So if you think you can take it, stick around. I've just been to a movie. I haven't been out to the movies for a while because I haven't had the cash to facilitate that. Went along with my brother and I went to in the old hometown this weekend, and a friend of ours has recently bought the X movie theater that was out on the edge of town. Now, it's not the old movie theater was downtown, and that one was recently demolished, which was a shame. It was an old Art Deco theater, and it had burned and then sat for close to 20 years, I think, before they finally decided it wasn't feasible to bring it back. So that one's gone. Then there was another one that was kind of built after that one burned. It was a fiveplex that was out on the edge of town, and that's also been closed for some time. But my friend and a couple of her associates have bought the place and opened it up, not to be, at least not yet, to be a movie theater, but they have a comic book store in there and a costume and mask store, and makes me insanely jealous every time I go in there because they're doing exactly what they want to do. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. But anyway, it's a cool place. It's nice to see that facility open again. Now, if we could only get somebody to open up the old Ponderosa restaurant that's there. It's still standing empty. It's been vacant for, oh God, when did the Ponderosa start shutting down? 30 years ago? It's like every important dinner of my junior high school and high school period, you know, those pre-prom dinners and, you know, Christmas dinners with my girlfriend and all that. All that happened at Ponderosa, and now it's just sitting there. And you know, I guess nobody can get up the gumption to knock it down. They just feel like it's going to be, you know, going to be attractive to someone at some point. And I hope it is. You know, I like to see somebody open it back up. I like to see people open the old things back up rather than just build a shiny new one. There's certainly a place for the shiny new ones, but I'd like to see people keep the old places open too. But anyway, my friend has this movie theater with five screens, no seats, some significant water damage, and some many other things wrong with it because it's been, as I say, it's been not been open and it's been abused for a while. But they have one of the cinemas cleaned up well enough that they could put some folding chairs in it and have a little bad movie night. So they showed us CHUD tonight, which stands for Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dweller. Now, my title for this episode, I think I wrote it as carnivorous, not cannibalistic. It's cannibalistic. It's somewhat more dangerous. But, you know, it's basically what the title implies. They're these mutants, and they're in the sewers, and they eat people who go down to the sewers, and they're starting to venture up to eat people above the sewers, and it's all the government's fault, but they won't admit it, and you know the whole drill. Not bad. I mean, it kind of moved along. It wasn't too bad. Trying to think, there was a couple things I was going to... the girlfriend, the hero's girlfriend, really not the hero, there wasn't a hero in it, it wasn't structured that way, but one of the character's girlfriends was basically in there to be chased by the monsters and nothing else. But at one point she stopped to take a shower, which is, I guess, obligatory for all heroes' girlfriends in such films. And the other thing was, and I'm going to pretend that I'm not telling you, that there's another CHUD, the acronym has another meaning that comes out at the end. And I'm going to pretend that I'm not going to tell you that because I'd want you to see the movie and be surprised. The fact is I don't remember exactly what it was. But it had something to do with the government project that was responsible for all the stuff. It was kind of a neat little thing to throw in there. Although why CHUD should have to be, I guess that the idea is they're covering it up. So they've, just in case somebody saw the word CHUD, they made up an alternate meaning for it, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that was tonight. It was a nice evening with my brother. It's good to get out with him. We're going out tomorrow, actually, for my birthday, which is this weekend. My brother is taking me out for sushi tomorrow, which is fun. And so that'd be cool to get a chance to sit and talk with him and catch up. It's always, I guess, sort of kind of catching up with my brother because our ages were 10 years apart. So when we were growing up, we had hardly anything to do with each other at all. So as adults, we have to kind of compensate for that, I think. You know, make up for the time that we spent not spending time together all those years ago. That's cool. He's a lot like me in a lot of ways. He's a lot not like me in a lot of ways, and he gets to do a lot of things that I would like to do that I've missed out either through my own reluctance or just the lack of opportunity. There's some jealousy that flows from his direction from me. One time he told me that there had been some jealousy that flowed in. I'm jealous of him, and he's jealous. What did I say? I think I said it wrong before. Anyway, he said to you one time that things. Well, I shouldn't say it. He just said that he said there were some things about me that he was jealous of. Hard to imagine that, or compared to the economic situation now. Not that he is wealthy or anything, but he certainly has regular work, and I don't. But that could be changing. I worked on this is that same job I do at Ohio State with working with the medical students on the 31st, and it was 2 hours. This is the first time I've worked in almost 7 weeks, and it's just extraordinary. It's been a very depressed time. You know, it's between the weather being gray and cold, and between me being stuck with no money coming in, can't do anything. I'm just sort of stuck in the house unless I can talk somebody into spotting me, which I hate to do. But then you go out and you work. And I haven't been paid yet, but I did work, and it's amazing how a sense of well-being just sort of flows through you when you're useful. When you're doing something you like, which this is something I really like that just doesn't have enough hours to sustain me. So, that sort of gave me a little bit of a charge, and then so I started putting out more resumes, and I'm not turning my nose up at part-time work anymore. Because if that's what it's going to be, if I've got to piece something together from multiple part-time jobs, and that's what it is. When I first was out of work for a short period of time, I was holding down 6 full-time jobs. During the last half of 2013, I had 6 gigs going at once, which is quite a challenge from a scheduling standpoint. One of them, I felt like I needed to simplify things, and I had picked out one job that I was going to try and gracefully move away from. That was because of the six, it was the one where I was getting the fewest hours. So I figured that was the one I'll give up. But then I ended up getting fired, so I didn't have to. You know, didn't have to bother with the graceful exit, which is interesting. And the guy that hired me at that job is still a Facebook friend, which also is interesting. I just don't feel like. I guess I just don't feel like I want to give him the satisfaction of unfriending him. I don't know how that works. I just. Because I don't know where I was going with that. But anyway, now finally opening again the possibility of doing something part-time. And I have an application in with the Parks and Recreation Department to set up athletic fields, you know, mow the grass and rake the dirt and draw the lines and put up the little orange cones and all that. And, you know, I don't think it's the greatest use of my genius, but, you know, there's a little bit of money coming in. I can pay my own bills, and I'm not stuck in my apartment, you know, without the money to do anything or go anywhere. Or even to, you know, to pay my bills, so. I think that's something. The only thing that's giving me any trepidation about it at all is there are some bathroom cleaning involved, which I have never been terribly successful at, which disturbs me because I am egalitarian. But hey, you can do what you can do. You can not do what you can't do. But we'll sort of go with the flow, see what happens. What else can I tell you? Here from my folks for my birthday. I will be 52 years old on Monday. I share a birthday with Ronald Reagan. Well, not anymore because he's dead. But we were both born on the same day, many years apart. Birthday doesn't freak me out. Never really has. Labor Day freaks me out more than my birthday does. Labor Day has sort of stronger emotional ties to the passage of time, because when I was a kid, Labor Day, the Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, was the first day of school, and that was the most important and most palpable beginning and ending, that the school year was my indication of the passage of time. The only thing that really changed in my life was what grade I was in. And then when I turned 14, I started to get pimples, so that was a change. But and also on Labor Day, we had, I think I've told this story before, but we had my father had the guys he was in the army with came over and brought their friends on Labor Day for a big cookout. And so there were all these people. Not only was there school starting the next day, but there were all these people who came to the house who you only saw that one day. That was the only time you ever saw them the whole year. And then they were all gone, and they're thinking, my God, I'm going to go to bed 3 or 4 hours and then school again. And then Jerry Lewis would come on and sing that god-awful song. And so there's always this sort of pit of despair that I associate with Labor Day. That was the milepost. That was the marker for passing of time. My birthday, I mean, my birthday was cool. You got presents. I still do. One or two. I got actually a present that I haven't. I'm not exactly sure why, but my mother gave me these Best Buy cards because I'd suggested to her that I wanted to get an HD antenna from my television because I don't have cable, and at least pick up, you know, the local TV channels for safety's sake. And you know, they usually run sports on the weekends as well, because I don't have really interest in the in sort of mainstream network television. So when I got this antenna, but I haven't gotten up the gumption to hook it up and make it work. It says on there that you have to find, you know, a certain place in the apartment, wherever you are in your space, where it works the best. And I said, my gosh, I mean, I got to drag my TV around from place to place along with the antenna, because that's the only way I can tell if the antenna is working, because if I have the TV hooked up to it. But I find my gumption slowly returning since I had that day of work, and then I've had been called for 3 additional days in the month of February, which means I am going to be able to pay my own utility bills for that month, which so yay me. And hopefully that will keep up through the end of the school year, and I will have that parks and recreation or something else, or something better, as they say, as the New Agers say, when they want to manifest something, this or something better, to get me through the summer. Is that, you know, I won't say all the time. There are times when I do wish for riches and fame, but most of the time I would just, you know, I'd be happy just being able to pay my bills. And have a little bit extra in my wallet to go see a movie or go to the thrift store or something. That would make me just tickle pink, I guess. It's been an extraordinarily slow week. As I say, I did work. It's a case I've done before. I can't tell you about it because it's secret. But it is a case I've done before. It's a case I like doing. But again, it was only 2 hours, like I said, so it wasn't a particularly lucrative one. Next week, I'm going to do something I haven't done before, which is work with the anesthesiologists. You know, they come in, if you've had surgery before, they come in and they ask you all kinds of questions, you know, to make sure they're not going to kill you when they put you under. So I have to memorize a bunch of stuff, and they're supposed to all these student anesthesiologists. Actually, I don't think they're students. I think this is practice for people who are already working. They'll come in and ask me the questions, and I have to obviously remember the answers. But that's all day. So that's good. I mean, that's gonna pay the light bill and the gas bill and the internet bill and all that good stuff. So yay me, make sure I get there on time. Boy. Spirit, I don't know. Spirit must have checked out early today. Because, boy, it's just not coming tonight. Just whatever it is I want to say to you guys. Just doesn't seem to be there. I know there's one great big huge thing on my mind, but I don't feel like I can talk about it. It's a personal thing, and it involves someone other than myself. And I know this is a safer forum than Facebook, because there are hardly any people listening here. But it'd be just my luck that the, you know, because I go every time I see the people, I mention, oh, I have this radio show, and you know, I put a link to my radio show on the Facebook. So it'd be just my luck that this person or someone who knows this person would be listening. They say, did you hear what Mudto said about you on the radio? And I don't need to be talking about people behind their backs anyway. But and it really has more to do with me than it does with this other person. So that's the thing I'd love to sit here and talk about, but I'm not going to. What else? My goodness, I don't even have my tarot cards here tonight. Left them back in Columbus. Don't even have that to fall back on. Come on, I have to have done something else interesting in the past week. I don't know. I rode all the way out to the mall on the bus. Does that count? I don't know, does it? trying to, again, economize because I don't have money to put gas in my car. I do get bus passes from the place where I go for services, where my caseworker is, and I go see her every couple weeks, and I get free bus passes. So I figure rather than I was going to meet my friend Twyla and walk in the mall, and rather than drive my car all the way out there, it's about 20 miles, take the bus. So again, the bus trip is like an hour, close to an hour and a half, because there's a transfer. And you see some interesting characters on the bus. You see some people who are going to interesting places on the bus. There's one young lady who came on whom I'm pretty sure was stoned. She seemed sort of like she was only speaking every other word of the sentence that she wanted to speak. And she'd sit, you know, sort of staring glassy-eyed or with her eyes closed. And then every once in a while she'd just sort of come back to herself and say something that was like totally out, you know, just something like from the last conversation she was involved in before she got on the bus. And then she'd go back to being that sort of other person. It's also that bus ride, the number one bus up Cleveland Avenue, is one of the more depressing bus rides I've experienced, because that used to be a very lively, active area of town, and now it's not. And there's lots of dilapidated architecture, lots of things that probably, I mean, I would rather save a building than knock it down, but some of those buildings, just knock them down. It's just painful to look at. Go ahead and knock them down. And the ones that are still operating there, I mean, just you're operating in an area, you kind of look shady even if you're not. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, people who've been operating there for you know, many, many years, just trying to hang on. You know, I like to look out the window of the buses as things go by, but in that particular area, it's just too depressing. I just kind of look at my feet or look at the stoned woman in the front of the bus or someone, you know, look somewhere else. I just can't take it. The bulldozers have been in my neighborhood. I can't remember whether I said this last week or not. They've knocked down three former crack houses in my neighborhood. And they have quite a they got quite a routine built up. I mean, the sort of bulldozer affair. It's a bulldozer, but it also has this like armature on it, and it goes up to the house and knocks it down. And front end loader comes and gathers up the scrap, saves some of it, puts some of it in a dumpster, and then a grader comes and smooths all the dirt over, and there you never would have known a house was ever there. And this generally will happen in 3 to 4 hours. So these few eyesores are gone. I know there's one that burned, and it's still sitting there, you know, half burned down. I always wonder why they don't come and tear that one down. I figure somebody must own it and think they can still make something off of it somehow. I don't know, but just don't know how these things are. Didn't lose any new, well, not really. I did sort of. I was on my way to that same place I was talking about, my caseworker. I pulled by one of the, it's a Taco Bell on the south end of campus that I frequented as a student. And it's been knocked down. It's not there anymore. They're knocking down a lot of the buildings as the university continues to modernize and expand, and it's becoming unrecognizable, really. The building where I used to work is still there, and they haven't done anything to it yet. They got rid of the parking lot that was beside it, and they put a street through so that you could cut through directly into campus without having to go all the way around. But otherwise, that building's been left alone. I always felt like that was because a lot of changes have happened to that building over the years. It's like two buildings were fused together, and there's this gorgeous old lecture hall that used to have a balcony in it, you know, one of those. And they had walled off the balcony and started using it as storage rather than, it's like they mutilated this beautiful old room. And I felt like sometimes when I was there, you know, alone late at night, I could feel the walls crying. Help us, please. What have they done to us? Miss that place. Hard for me to believe it's been 4.5 years since I worked there. Probably wouldn't recognize it. So I just wonder because I guess we did move all that stuff down. One of the last things we did while I was there was they had refurbished this room that was meant to be a school laboratory, like a elementary school laboratory. And they had fixed it up to look more like the real thing. So you know, they're teaching these students. These education students, they want them to have a better model to work in. So we had to take all this apparatus out of this old science laboratory, put it in boxes, and move it to the like various places, you know, around the building. And then, of course, once the thing was ready to go, we had to move it all back. And that was not a job that kind of landed very much on me because my boss had retired, and we had hoped, both of us had hoped, that I might have a shot at that job, but they decided not to fill it. And they also discontinued my job and decided not to fill it. They said they're just going to let the graduate students do it, you know, in all the spare time they have between doing their own classes and doing research for their professors. Wow, this is a boring show. I hate to talk myself down, but wow, just nothing coming today. I'm afraid to look and see what time it is. I look and see, oh, there's still 20 minutes left. I got my 90 second. It is almost over. My gosh. Oh. Boy, that seemed like a long slog, and it was a long slog. But I'm glad you stuck with me. And next week, there's going to be lots of wonderful news for me to report to you, I promise. And there'll be lots of wonderful philosophy I can share with you, I promise. But, you know, part of it is I just don't like doing the show folks' house. Because I can hear them moving around out there, and they're listening. They're listening to everything I say. But anyway, thank you for hanging with me. I do appreciate it. Come back next week. It'll be better, I promise. Love you all. Have a wonderful night.